O ye learned people of Islam, do not hasten to reject me. O learned ones of Islam, do not hasten to reject me, for there are many secrets which are not so easily understood. Do not reject what I have to say at the very first instance, for this is not the way of righteousness. If you had not been wrong about certain matters or mistaken in your interpretations of certain ahadith, the very advent of the promised Messiah, who is the arbitrator, would have been useless. Further, your doctrines that the Messiah, son of Mary, will descend from heaven, join forces with the Mahdi, and wage war with the people in order to coerce them into becoming Muslims, are such as defame the religion of Islam. Where in the Holy Quran is the use of compulsion in religious matters permitted? Rather, Allah the Exalted says in the Holy Quran, La ikraha fid-deen. This means that there is no compulsion in religion. Publisher footnote, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 257. End of publisher footnote. How then can the Messiah, son of Mary, be granted liberty to coerce people to such an extent that he would force them to accept Islam? The entire Quran repeatedly states that there is no compulsion in religion and evidently demonstrates that the battles which took place in the time of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, were not to propagate religion by force. Instead, they were one in the nature of retribution. That is to say, they served as a penalty against those who had murdered a large party of Muslims and who had forced others from their homes and committed immensely grave injustices against them. Allah the Exalted says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Publisher footnote, Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 40. End of publisher footnote. That is, permission to fight is given to those Muslims who are being subjected to war by the disbelievers because they have been wronged and God has the power to help them. Number two, then there were defensive wars which were fought to preserve freedom of choice, or number three, to establish liberty in the land against those who aggressed to destroy Islam or forcefully suppress its propagation. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his blessed caliphs, never waged war except in these three cases. In fact, the Muslims tolerated the injustices of other peoples to such a degree that no similar example can be found among other nations. So what right will Jesus the Messiah and the Mahdi have to come and begin murdering people?